Hi, this is a dictation for patient Angela Calvin, A-N-G-E-L-A-C-A-L-V-I-N. Angela Calvin, date of new services 2/11/2025 is a new patient. Date of birth is 10/1/1969. Date of accident is 12/26/2024. Chief complaints are severe pain in the neck, in the lower back, severe headaches, shooting pain, radiation of pain to the left arm involving all five fingers as numbness and tingling, and left leg posteriorly as numbness and tingling off and on, difficulty in walking, ear and vision affected, blurry vision of the left eye, left face is heavy, left upper back has a lot of spasm, torticollis, and weakness of the left arm, left leg, poor taste, poor smell, and tingling of the left ear. History of fall. The patient attributes all of these symptoms to a presence of automobile accident that happened on 12/26/2024, before which she claims to be completely normal. Details of the accident are as follows. On 12/26/2024, at around 5 p.m., patient was traveling near Hayes, H-A-Y-E-S, and Emdel, E-M-D, like Detroit, E-L-L, in East Detroit. We were going on southbound Hayes, H-A-Y-E-S, and another car was supposed to stop at a stop sign at Emdel, E-M-D-E-L-L, but the other driver didn't stop at the stop sign. As a result, the other car hit T-bone driver's side, and then after the impact, her car hit an electric pole, which has broken into half. The impact caused her damage to her car incredibly and was total. Driver's side fender, driver door, axle, passenger side door, radiator, engine, everything broken. It was a Hummer she was driving, and around 30 miles an hour. The other car, she's not sure what car that was, and it was definitely traveling more than 60 miles. Her niece was traveling as a passenger in the front seat, who is okay. She was wearing a seatbelt. Airbag did not deploy. There was loss of consciousness. It was not a hit-and-run accident. The police did arrive at the scene. Ambulance arrived at the scene. The patient reported that due to this impact, immediately she passed out and was very dazed. Although there was no fracture, no laceration, and there was no bleeding, seat belt jammed up after the impact, during the impact, and she got injured from that. She started having, she hit her head to the left window, and she had felt a whiplash to her neck. And she was thrown around from front to the back, and driver door was jammed, could not be opened. She was taken by ambulance to St. John Moras, where she was admitted for one day, and she kept passing out in the emergency room. She was discharged after 24 hours. X-rays, CT scan, EEG, neurology consultation, all were done. And finally, she was discharged as being okay. History of presenting illness, patient reports of headaches that are present in the left temple and are affecting her significantly off and on. They are severe on a scale of 1 to 10. Headaches are reported to be 7 on a scale of 1 to 10. And they are felt heavy. Sensitive to light, sensitive to the noise, and associated with nausea. No associated vomiting, seizures, or aura reported. Additional symptoms of TBI are reported: dizziness, vertigo, loss of consciousness, ringing in the ear, especially the left ear, loss of balance, loss of memory, forgetfulness, disorientation, confusion, lack of focus, loss of concentration, peeing in the bed, nausea, blurred vision. And she also reports poor taste, poor smell. She cannot chew well. There's some pain in the jaw. She cannot eat well from the left side. Her face feels raw and swollen. In addition, left eye is blurry. Left face is heavy. And left upper part of the back is quite in spasm. She reports of incontinence of the urine. She reports stiffness of the neck and decreased range of motions of the neck. She reports of a dry mouth, and she fell 3 weeks ago after losing balance. Since the accident, she reports of 3 falls. Additionally, patient reports of weakness, lightheadedness, lethargy, numbness and tingling of the left arm, including all the 5 fingers, and left leg, and fatigue. He reports of anxiety, depression, and panic, sleep disturbance, tidal anesthesia of the left side. In addition, regarding the pain syndrome, she reports that she has pain in the following area most of the time of the day, including neck, which is 7, lower back is 7, and she has a shooting pain into the left arm, and the left arm feels quite weak. She has dropped phone and dinner plates. There is a numbness and tingling reported in the front of the left arm, shooting from the neck. He also reports of radiation of the numbness and tingling on the left posterior leg in S1-S2-dermatome fashion, affecting the second, third, and fourth toes. In addition, patient has a heaviness on the neck area as well as upper back area, which is in severe spasm and pain, which is also 7 posteriorly. These pains are described as throbbing, shooting, stabbing, sharp, heavy, tiring, exhausting, and vary from 4 to 7 on a scale of 1 to 10 and sometime 9. Radials are affected 7 to 8. And modified factor for the pain are: pain is worsened by sitting, bending, standing, lying down, and driving, and improved by nothing. And so far she has had some X-rays at the hospital, and CT scan, EMGs. At the time of accident, and additionally, she reports of weakness of the left arm, left leg, for which she has fallen, and numbness of the left hand and left foot, and bladder and bowel incontinence. So far, she has had no treatment with physical therapy or chiropractic treatment. In the history of presenting illness, please review the records for history of medical history, surgical history, and allergies, the family history, relationship status, legal history, employment history, and personal history. As well as the ADLs, they are being scanned. Physical examination. A 55-year-old African-American female of a good build, nutritional, alert, oriented, cooperative, and conscious, no sinuses, jaundice, clubbing, colony care, sitting comfortably, is well-built, well-nourished, hydration is good, no acute distress, shortness of breath, or severe pain cases are noticed, is not overtly anxious or lethargic, and she has a good attitude, demeanor, stress and hygiene is normal. Patient is limping a little bit and is able to walk but with an intelligent gait, but not using any adaptive devices. Blood pressure is 118 over 95, pulse is 83, and temperature is 96.7. Height is 5 feet 3 inches, and weight is 173 pounds. Rest of the exam is in the template, except there is a severe spasm of the left trapezius muscle in the cervical and thoracic area with several trigger points. And so she has a neurological examination that is normal. Musculature examination, spasm of the left trapezius severely with the torticollis of the left side of the neck. Cervical thoracic fibers are in spasm, and several trigger points have been found in the cervical and thoracic area of the trapezius muscle. There is a severe spasm of the paravertebral muscle from T5 to L5. Quadratus lumborum muscle on the left side is in spasm. And rest of the muscles are okay. In the musculoskeletal examination, there is a tenderness of C4, 5, 6, L4, L5, S1, and bilateral SI joint. Paravertebral muscle spasm is moderately severe, especially on the left side, with hypertonicity of 2+, and no trigger points in the range of motions. Cervical spine has a range of motion as follows. Forward flexion is 30, extension 30, bilateral side flexion 30, bilateral rotation is 40. In the lumbar spine, forward flexion is 30, extension is 10, bilateral side flexion is 15, bilateral rotation is 20. Hyperextension was not painful. In cervical spine, the Hoffman sign found to be negative. Curling is positive. Lerner test is positive. Distraction test positive. Photo-R test negative. Thoracic spine, the slump test is negative. Lumbar spine, Rudzinski-Kernig test negative. Straight leg raising test is positive at 40 degrees. Contralateral leg raise test is positive. Breger test is negative. Kemp test is negative. Levinsky sign is negative. SI joint, bilateral SI joint are found to be slightly tender, especially more on the left side, with the positive Faber test and Gonsalon test. They are positive on the left side, and negative standing flexion, negative iliac compression, negative distraction test. Examination of the extremities. Both the shoulders and both the elbows and hands are found to be completely normal. No carpal tunnel syndrome is observed. Inner sign, Phelan sign is negative. Shoulders, range of motions are completely normal with no tenderness in the rotator cuff region. Abduction and forward flexion is normal to 180 degrees. There is a slight motor weakness on the left arm, 4x5 with a poor grip. Other than that, no other issues are noticed. Tendon sign, Phelan sign is negative. Circulation is intact. Reflexes are slightly brisk on the left side. Similarly, both the hips, both knees, and both feet and ankle are found to be completely normal. Slightly brisk reflexes on the left leg for knee jerk and ankle jerk. Other than that, no positive finding. Circulation is intact. According to the patient, the walking is painful after 10 minutes, and standing is painful, sitting is painful, and sleep is affected incredibly. Diagnosis. V8 9.2 XFT. In general, S06.9 XO. In the CNS, R51, R42, F41.1, F32.9. Several trigger points are present in the trapezius muscle. Nerves M79.2, muscles M60.9, ligaments M54.0. Shoulders, left shoulder pain M25.512. Cervical spine M54.2, 50.20, 54.12, S13.4XXA. Thoracic spine M54.9, lumbar spine M54.5, M51.27, 54.16, S33.5XXA, SI spine M54.17, S33.5XXA, M46.1. Plan of care for Angela Galvin is from the template. The treatment plan is as follows. Physical therapy has been ordered to continue 3 times a week to focus on the neck, mid-back, lower back, muscle spasm of the left trapezius, torticollis of the left side of the neck, as well as bilateral SI joint. With traction massage, aquatherapy, gait training, home exercise, McKenzie back program, as well as thermomodalities. Is provided a disability for work, housework, replacement, as well as transportation. Medications that are provided to her are as follows. Celebrex, 200 mg a day for anti-inflammatory effect. With Protonix, 20 mg twice a day for stomach protection. Flexeril, 10 mg twice a day for muscle relaxation. Is provided with Tylenol codeine number 4, 1 tablet. PRN for pain relief. Aloe Vera 50 mg at night for CAD disorder, sleep and pain relief. Xanax 0.5 mg PRN for panic disorder, anxiety. Lyrica 0.5 mg, sorry. Lyrica 50 mg PRN. Sorry. Lyrica 50 mg 2 times a day for pain relief. Duracet 1 or 2 PRN for headaches for headache relief. Lidocro ointment for pain relief as well. It's been ordered a counseling for trigger point, counseling for traumatic brain injury. An MRI of the cervical spine, lumbar spine has been ordered. MRI for the brain with contrast with SWI and NeuroQuant CBI protocol has been ordered for her. The non-pharmacological modalities, home exercise plan, refer to psychiatry for panic, anxiety, fitness club are all yes. Review of the available records, imaging records are not available. They've been requested released. Interventional pain procedures, patient is advised to have a trigger point injection and toradol injection for the pain. Surgical options, none. Neuropsych, none. Attendant care and caseworker, none. DMEs. Patient has been provided with a back bridge and a 10th unit from the office for further relief. Education is yes. Weight loss program not needed. Follow visiting 15 days, direct contact, yes. Thank you.